Hi, listeners. I hope you're feeling well, and I hope your family is prospering in the new global economy, at least to the extent they deserve. For the next couple of hours, I will be your content provider. Regarding the title of this book, Napalm and Silly Putty, some time ago I was struck by the fact that among many other wondrous things, man has had the imagination to invent two such distinctly different products. One, a flaming jellied gasoline used to create fire, death, and destruction. The other, a clay-like mass good for throwing, bouncing, smashing, or pressing against a comic strip so you can look at a backwards picture of Popeye. I think the title serves as a fairly good metaphor for man's dual nature, while also providing an apt description of the kind of thoughts that occupy me, both in this book and in my daily life. On the one hand, I kind of like it when a lot of people die, and on the other, I always wonder how many unused frequent flyer miles they had. The only difference between lilies and turds is whatever difference humans have agreed upon, and I don't always agree. I had an interesting morning. I got into an argument with my Rice Krispies. I distinctly heard, snap, crackle, fuck you. I'm not sure which one of them said it. I was reaching for the artificial sweetener at the time and not looking directly into the bowl. But I heard it, and I said, well, you can all just sit right there in the milk, as far as I'm concerned, until I find out which one of you said that. Mass punishment. The idea is to turn them against one another. Silly me. Big punishment. That's what Rice Krispies do. Sit in the milk. That's their job. You've seen them. Delicate beige blisters of air floating proudly in the milk. And you can't sink them. They refuse to sink. The Navy ought to use Rice Krispies.